This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Or should I say, welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. You know the drill every night, right? Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. Because that's how you get. You become part of the solution when you actually get involved and get engaged. Otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, you're part of the problem. A lot going on tonight. After the first break, retired General Paul Valley, Major General Paul Valley joins me, and we're going to talk really about what's going on with China. Is China looking for a war? Is China looking for military action? Is China looking? I don't know what they're looking for, because if they're looking to be taken seriously, the only seriousness they're getting is they're seriously bad. You know, and I can understand, you know, it's kind of a distraction as to what's going on. Not that the coronavirus is simply a distraction. But you look at the distraction of what's going on, and you're not paying attention to what they're doing, whether it's in Hong Kong, out in the China Sea, or wherever. And we seem to, I'm amazed that we seem to only be able to focus on one thing at a time. Right? I mean, what happened to Little Kim? What happened to, I don't know, who else is there? Iran. They didn't go away. We're just so busy. We're so, you know, locked into this coronavirus and being shut down that we're not paying attention there. And that could be dangerous. You know, it's funny, in the world of magic, it's the hand that's not doing anything is the one that's doing everything. So you remember, they try to get you to look somewhere else, right? They try to distract you so it looks like real magic. And some of you who really thought that magic was magic, I'm sorry, it's not. I spent 13 years as a member of the Magic Castle, and you learn about sleight of hand. Right? You see how to distract people. You learn how to get people's attention somewhere where you want it. Keep it away from where you don't want it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, somebody was saying, and they thought they came up with something new, but I came up with it like a month ago. I said, you know, if they can keep these, keep everybody locked up, not able to go in these big places. Think about what happens. Trump can't have his rallies with 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people. They think it's going to look bad. It looks bad on them, really. So I'm loving what these governors are doing. I really believe that they're going to end up hanging themselves in the end, whether you believe it or not. And then we see the riots today over those police officers that you know, look, I'm sorry, I love the blue. Grew up I always joke, my family, they were the crooks or cops. And when you look at what's going on, and you look at that now, again, got to give them due process. We all scream about that, right? But when you look at the initial videos of what went down and how long that police officer had his body, his weight, his knee on the neck of that guy, And there were three cops there and three hanging out waiting. Wasn't like he was going to do any serious damage at that point in time. I think it's a problem. I know some of you don't like to jump in. I think it's a problem. And I'm not going to say anything only because we don't know, right? We weren't there. We don't know what went on beforehand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate, again, the time that you guys are with us, the time that you spend with us. What else? Oh, you know, the president today, too. I love this. Did you notice that? And we're going to talk about this later on the show. But did you notice how Twitter now is fact-checking the president? Because of what he said about, you know, ballot voting or you know, voter fraud. We did a whole show around it last night. I didn't mean to do a whole show, but we ended up doing a whole show around it. It exists. It's there. The numbers are large. I don't know why anybody doesn't want to deal with it. Now the Democrats say, you know, Republicans do the best when it comes to absentee ballots. You know, they push their people to vote early, which is fine. I mean, if you got them, why not vote early? Get them gone. Get them off your table. Right? Just after a while, it just gets crazy after a while. Seriously. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always always love it when you write to me. And listen, do me a favor. If you're writing about something 3 days ago, a show that we did I don't expect a response. I mean, seriously, I appreciate it. But if you want to strike up a conversation, it's really simple. Let me help you out here. Pick up the phone, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It ain't that hard. And then that way there, if you call, we can hit it right now. I don't have to try to remember what I said or what I was saying or what I was guessing at, if you would. But isn't it funny how the Democrats have always stuck up? You know, I've been thinking about the stories that we've been doing as of late, whether it comes to colleges, you know, the academia, the bright people, the ones that have the ones that actually have the college degrees, telling us that China wasn't an issue. We didn't have to worry about China. China was great. We needed to partner with China. We didn't need to partner with them. They'd already decided they were going to partner with us, but without our consent, if you know what I mean. So we'll see your host. Yep, General Paul Valley joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Be involved. Be engaged. Seriously, don't just take the party line. Don't just take some of these things that you're hearing and take it as gospel truth. Look it up yourself. Even with me, man. I make mistakes, too. I tell you that all the time. I'm not the God some of you think I... Man, some of the emails you send me just embarrass me to no end. Look, the difference is I have more time during the day to look into this stuff. I have more people that can help me out with this stuff than you do. That's all. You're working a regular 9-to-5 job, and God bless you. And if you're working, that's even better for you. I mean, mentally, physically, and a whole nine yards. So keep up the good work. Keep helping to make this country strong. One of the guests I love to have on with me is retired General Paul Valley. He joins me from time to time. General, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the kind invitation.
Always get the good stuff from you, and I appreciate it. But you're out in the middle of God's country, right? You're not putting up with the idiots like Newsom and Cuomo and de Blasio and, my God, I know, where do these people come? Look, you've been in the military a long time. I think that they're proof positive that there are other planets out there, and they just drop off the worst of the worst here, right? Don't you think? And those are them. So...
Well, I'm up here in Montana, so we're all pretty safe and secure up here. We've had a few COVID-19 cases, but not many, and we're open up. We're going to, I was at a nice restaurant last night and played a little golf today, and so we've opened up quite a bit up here, but... You know, Joe, you raise a good question. And if you go back, I mean, I'm 80-plus years old. I was born in 1939. And not that that means a lot to
anybody. Well, you don't sound a day over 40. I mean, I wish a lot of people your age would have the same energy level you have, really, to try to keep up with you.
Yeah, well, you know, I look back, but I go through... my days at West Point, my days in the Army, my combat tours in Vietnam, and heading up the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation today that I have since 2005. But I don't know where these people have come from. Where have they been spawned? I mean, it's and I don't understand the followers of these people. Like Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Giretti, in Los Angeles. I don't get it.
Oh.
I mean, we send our students to these schools and these universities to become educated, but it looks like they've been propagandized to a great degree. And then I meet with adults. I can't understand their sense of what America has become, and
no, you're. You know, I'm laughing because you're so right. I mean, Newsom really truly believes he's a dictator. I have a friend that called me today to let me know that they were on a meeting with, they were on a call where he was on with the Department of Homeland Security, and they were telling him how they were closing down. They were actually tightening up the Mexican border because there were some things happening there, the Canadian border, and a few other things. And Newsom went off. To the point of saying, you know, you don't have a right to do that. I can open my borders anytime I want to, yada, yada, yada. And even to the point where he's busing people to certain counties still today, right? People that have tested positive for COVID, busing them to counties in this state. How does he get away with that? How does somebody not put handcuffs on this man and take him to federal prison? I don't get it.
Well, that's what they need to do. The senior police officials seem to be in the pockets for the most part, except for some sheriffs around the country, in the pocket of these politicians. Are they afraid to lose their job rather than standing up for America, for freedom, against these tyrannical monsters that think, you know, they can look over us as the flock out there and basically... But here's the point, Joe. We've created a lot of lambs, a lot of sheep in this country.
No question.
No. Okay?
Yep.
And who's guarding the sheep?
The wolves.
I mean...
The wolves. The Democrat wolves.
The wolves are all around. The Democratic wolves. I guess they are. But yet, in retrospect, they're all cowards. They're afraid to face the realities of human nature. They're afraid to take on the mantle of great leaders and warriors who lead people to greatness, not demise. And the overreaction of this COVID-19 has just been incredible. But it's mind-boggling. That's all I can say. And I think many of the people are mind-boggled. But I think a lot of people are coming to realization truthfully that... they have elected people into office. They have no right being in office.
Office.
They have no right being in office.
They shouldn't be running with a pencil in their hand, some of these people. That's how bad they are. It's just amazing. But you know what I've said, and you've had to deal with this in your days in the military. We have dumbed down the education system so much, and I think that's the biggest part of the problem. For the last 40, 50 years, these young men and women have not been taught real history. They really not have been taught what communism and socialism was all about. They're being taught that this country, as you saw, what was it, the New York Times? They're basically, you know, why are we memorializing these people that were helping to support and push white supremacy? Basically, the military that died in this country, or our military that have died, died for white supremacist reasons, according to the New York Times. It was a sick piece. It made me sick to my stomach, you know?
No, it's horrible.
Yeah, so...
I look at Vietnam. I mean, 40% of my company in the 101st Airborne, they were Hispanics. They were from black communities. They were from the South. They were from all over. We had a conglomerate and an association of really brothers all working together. Based on the mission that we were given in the military.
Right. Right.
So this is what bothers me the most, that we don't understand this. You know, the older I get too, Joe, the more I love history. The more I love history and study it.
I grew up in it. I always tease people. I said I really didn't understand it. I mean, I truly played in Paul Revere's backyard. I truly ran around in the back of the Old North Church. You know, I didn't know. They were old buildings, and I saw a lot of people coming by, but that was it. I didn't realize the history behind it. But as I got older and realized how cold the winters were and how those guys had to work there and the, you know what I'm saying, the fighting that they had to do and what have you, I'm going, wow, this was tough. You know, this was double tough. I don't know if some of us could do this today, do the kind of fighting and stuff that they had to put up with. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I think the future leaders beginning today and tomorrow have to be a lot of our younger people who are standing up and will abide by the Constitution and the Republic for which we stand.
All right, listen.
And hold these leaders accountable.
We got to go quick for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more with the General when we come back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A milestone has been reached. 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus here in the U.S. 1.7 million people have been infected with the virus. The country, though, continues to reopen. Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, announced it will reopen on a limited basis in mid-July. There are growing calls to prosecute the white Minneapolis police officer who was fired after the death of George Floyd. Demonstrators called for justice. Ken Rance was on the city's police review panel.
The murder of George Floyd was the most egregious, excessive use of force that I've ever witnessed.
And former Vice President Joe Biden weighed in.
George Floyd's life mattered. It mattered as much as mine. It mattered as much as anyone's in this country. And at least it should have.
This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And listen, be part of the conversation. Get informed. You know, don't be one of those people just spewing party line, because it doesn't do anything for any of us. It just makes us all look like jerks. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about true fact-checking. Okay, now Twitter's now fact-checking President Trump. But who's doing the fact-checking? Right? I mean, we need to check into that as well. Interesting enough, though, funny how they don't do any fact-checking for, you know, Joey B., Uncle Joe. You got to be really, really, really careful with these people. They didn't do any fact-checking with the Clintons, no fact-checking with the Obamas. Just Trump. They are petrified of this man. Anyway, let me bring him on, because I always have such a good time when he's on. Retired General Paul Valley joins me, and always enjoy the time that he spends with me. And, General, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so let's get to the big one. You know, China has been more than a thorn in our flesh for a couple of years. I mean, it's been decades that these people have been a thorn in our flesh, if you would. I've heard people talking about the infiltration into our colleges and other areas in our lives, and I'm amazed at how. Let me just put it simple, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. I'm amazed at how dull our government has been in watching these people take over. It's almost like, you know, growing up as a kid in Boston and watching the mafia take things over. I switched that to the Chinese, and they work the same way. There's really no difference, whether it's our electronics, our communications, our colleges. And then look at how tight they have their hand wrapped around our commercial real estate and such in this country. This was a planned, I don't want to say takeover, but this definitely was a planned infiltration, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and really it strengthened itself in the beginnings, probably in the 1990s. And I think we can remember when Nixon opened up the Chinese markets. So when you go back in history, you can see the planned opportunities that China... I will not say the Chinese people, but the Chinese Communist Party, who have been the guiding force ever since Mao Zedong, that they would focus on trying to achieve great strides, great movement forward of their society, but they needed a marketplace. They needed to develop capitalism, just like the Russians knew they had to do as well. And so they've had a planned operation of infiltrating throughout the world, into the Middle East, into Africa, into Europe, into the United States. We've published now 7 versions of Operation Nemesis, which I'll be happy to provide you, which go in depth on how the Chinese Communist Party has weaved itself throughout the world of influence with money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we opened up our markets, primarily going for cheap labor, and we had all of these corporations moving to China to develop operations there because of the cheap labor. And then, of course, the Chinese bought trillions and I don't know how many dollars of treasuries from us in order to basically finance their society and their cultural development. So it's a long approach. It's the same as Hong Kong right now. I knew full well when Hong Kong was turned over that they would, with all their intentions at some point in time, want to not give the independence of Hong Kong and allow it to rest and develop, that they would take over consequentially the whole operation of Hong Kong and take away that independence that Hong Kong has always felt, especially under when it was under the British. And that's what's happened.
This is amazing to me because, to your point, I even brought it up, too, on some of the shows. I said, look, we've never been able to trust the Chinese to do what they say they're going to do. Now we're going to hand Hong Kong over to them, and the expectation is they're going to live up to what they told us they would do. I just didn't see it happening. And you saw things starting to break down even, what, a year ago or 8 months ago or what have you.
Yes,
really started coming to
the
surface. Yeah. And they're not going to back down. They're not going to go backwards. That would show failure, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and I don't know if you are aware of this, but I did a story 2 weeks ago on the $1.3 trillion that China owes us and has owed us for many years. They're refusing to pay it because they say it was another regime, it was another time in the history of China, so therefore they don't owe the money. I'm saying put the screws to them. That's kind of where my head's at. I mean, what are they going to do? Seriously. It's just amazing to me. And while all this is going on, while we're so engulfed in COVID and what's going on here, we still have activity going on in the China Sea, right? The Chinese are flexing their military might there, are they not?
Well, no, they truly are. And the Silk Belt initiative across China into the Middle East, up into Europe, tentacles then out to Africa and some other areas. But certainly, if I was President Trump, we provided him almost 20 different retribution actions we can take against the Communist Party of China. And I'll be happy to provide that to you and any of your listeners if they go to standupamericaus.org on our website. We have it all posted there. But I've worked this up with a number of Chinese. In fact, they were members of the Chinese Communist Party, and they now live in America. So they're sort of my eyes and ears of what's going on over there. And when you look through the Chinese eyes, what a tyrannical government it's been and how persecuted much of their society has been in Mao Zedong since the late 1940s, the amount of Chinese people have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then to let this rampant COVID-19 escape out of Wuhan and spread throughout the world is absolutely criminal. And they're going to have to pay for it.
You think they'll pay for it in the eyes of public opinion as well? See, here's my beef with all of this. We as Americans will scream and yell about this. We'll make all kinds of noise about. You already know where I'm going with this. We'll make all kinds of noise about this. We'll take all the product back here. We'll take the drugs back here, and then with my iPhone now will cost me $2,300. I'm going to start screaming again when my drug prices go up. When all the stuff that we've pretty much handed over to China, we really have to be ready for a bit of a fight, for a bit of a hard time, if we take all this quickly back into this country. Is that not true?
Well, no. Well, it is true to a degree, but I think what's going to happen, we have a global reset going on. Because of COVID-19, there'll be a reset in the financial markets, in manufacturing. I think from that standpoint, we've learned a lesson through this pandemic. We're not going to be duped again by this kind of an action by any country.
I hope you're right. My fear is if the Democrats ever get power again. I mean, look at Joe Biden was just talking, a year ago about how we needed to bring China in. We needed to partner with China on so many things. You can't tell me he didn't know this. Well, he may not know it anymore, but you can't tell me he didn't know what these people were all about and what they were like. Right?
Well, he's not smart enough to know.
Okay, I'll give you that one. You know, and then people don't realize the relationship that China and Taiwan have, or even North Korea. Look at North Korea right now. Where is Kim? Do you know where Kim is? Come on, is he going to be another Jimmy Hoffa? Is he buried somewhere and they just keep bringing out dupes?
Well, they're all being very quiet, aren't they?
Well, you know,
yeah, that's for sure. But the reset is very important, Joe. Maybe you should do a show on what we're going to see in the reset of everything.
Yep.
Everything.
Oh, you're right. Worldwide, you're going to see a reset of many things. Well, even in this country, I thought it was really interesting. You know, again, look at what they've made. And I'm sorry, they've made us all lemmings, well, some of us, you know, where the government says to do it, and we just do it. And we put up with it, and we believe it because they say it. I've got people in stores walking around with masks on. I've got a majority of the scientific world saying it's unhealthy to wear a mask all the time. But yet we're doing it because the government says to do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's all these things. You shouldn't go to the beach. You shouldn't go outside, you know, right? You shouldn't breathe the fresh air or have that sun beat on you that can kill this virus. No, we don't want you to do that. We're just going to hide in a cold, damp area in your house. It doesn't make any sense at all. Where do the Russians fit in all of this? They've been pretty quiet.
Well, they have been, and they've been hit a bit by the COVID-19, but we're going to find out as we go longer. And I was in Moscow a few years ago, but the Russians really aren't a threat to us.
Well,
I
think you're right. When you look at the numbers, you look at their military strength, I think you're exactly right. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more going on. And the general will be back with us then.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only
$6. Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
we are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm just watching over my shoulder. I told you, that's why I keep the TV going on, right? That the DOJ just filed their response, I guess, or rebuttal on the Flynn case. And, man, I'll tell you what. I really hope they nail that judge. Because, you know, the judge has been so contradictory to his actions all the way through. That this is a problem, and if people don't see this, I don't even know what to do with it. I would say more civil disobedience, but it has to be focused. You have to think it through and figure out how you're going to carry it through. That's kind of how I look at it. Anyway, this guy's a lot smarter than I am. Let me just bring him on. Retired General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate the insight and the information that he has. And General, again, thanks for being with me. Is Flynn going to win or what?
No, he has won. He has won, even though it's not ended yet. But this Judge Sullivan is so corrupt, an Obama appointee, doesn't see the merits of what's happened by this FBI ruse that was used to entrap Trump. And I may have told you the FBI tried to entrap me also.
No.
In 2016. That's a whole other story. And I know General Flynn. I talked to him before he went to Russia, and that's after I had been to Moscow. And the whole thing is that the corruption in our judicial system, I mean, we know what the corruption is in the Congress, but the judicial system throughout America, through these liberal judges, political appointees, that really, you know, they work for us, of the people, by the people, and for the people, for God's sake.
Yeah. No.
Once we put them into office, you know.
I don't know what you're reading, General, but apparently that's not how it works. Governor Newsom would be more, I'm sorry, is you know, Heil Newsom would be more than happy to tell you that he is the ultimate source. And, you know, and it's not even just a power thing. I'm getting news for you. It's because they think they're smarter than we are. Because they think that, you know, they're more educated than we are, right? I mean, we couldn't possibly know. And did Joe Biden not really... I mean, it's like I've always said before, the hate for us before Trump has always been there. They've just been able to hold it under the surface. But between, you know, what's happened with Trump and other things, that hate now has come to the surface. They can't keep it down anymore. So, again, I say to you, this is nothing new. They've always hated us. They've always hated what we stood for. And now you're just seeing it. And Joe Biden, Joey B, let it slide the other night. You know, basically when he said, hey, you're not black unless you're voting for me. That's how they all feel, isn't it?
Can you believe that? The blacks even, they must have been going, what the hell's going on in that guy's mind?
Out of their minds. Even the most hardcore supporters of the Dem Party just came out and said, hey, look, you know, don't like the way he said it, but I'm sure that's not what he meant. I'm not even sure Joe was sure of what he was saying, what he meant, or even where he was at the time that he was speaking, the poor guy. I feel bad for him. But
I met Joe Biden one time at a luncheon in Washington, D.C., and... he loves to flash his pearlies up there. But he's got to be the dumbest guy in the world. I mean, he's never had a job. I mean, he came from Scranton, Pennsylvania. He moved to Delaware. I mean, he's so corrupt. And I mean, it's disgusting. And we say the same thing with this guy, what's his name, out in Chicago from the hotel chain.
And you see
Newsom, you see this Governor Withers in Michigan.
Yep.
I mean, where do these people come from? How did America ever elect them into office? It's our fault.
Oh, it
putting
is.
Putting them there, for God's sakes.
And some people, you know, I'd like to say first, they don't know much about the Constitution. They don't know much about law to begin with. And number two is, they don't care. Newsom doesn't care. Look at... He threatened to get, he didn't threaten, but he was going to give $117 million to illegals to help them get through this COVID thing. And he was sued, immediately sued, and said, look, you can't do that against the state constitution and the federal constitution to give money to illegals. State, you know, money to illegals. So he found ways around it. And he's got other companies that he's given money to. Okay, and they're giving money to the illegals. A friend of mine from Texas called me and said, look, I've been, Newsom is looking for a 5-year contract for 50 million masks a month for 5 years. So I said, well, why would you go out 5 years? I mean, they've got to guarantee that money. He says, yep. So you know what your governor's doing, right? I mean, if that isn't setting off bells and whistles and flares and everything else, this guy's got to go. He's got to be recalled, and he's got to go. Somebody's got to get a recall thing going.
You got it. Absolutely. He should be recalled within the next 24 hours. You've got to take action in California.
Yeah, well.
They've got to take action against de Blasio.
Yep.
I mean, these people cannot be in charge of people. They just can't. It just can't happen anymore in America.
No,
America, stand up, my God, take charge, get these people away from us. I don't care where you send them, just get them out of our lives.
But, General, we have an ignorant electorate, right? And our founding fathers feared that, and that's what we have now. Right? And
lambs. I call them lambs.
You're right. Okay. So, yeah, lambs. That's a good name for them. I'd have a better name for them, but, you know, I want to stay on the radio for a while. So, I have this mask that I've been wearing around, and it says, if you're going to force me to wear a mask, I'm going to force you to look at something you don't want to look at. So my mask says Trump 2020 on it, keeping us safe and great, okay? And I'm telling you, I had one guy go off me in a parking lot yesterday. And I'm thinking...
You're kidding.
No, dead serious. And I'm thinking, you know, conservatives, people on the right, you would have a mask on and said Obama was the best president in the world. I wouldn't yell at you. I'm going to change your mind by yelling at you in a parking lot? It's not going to work. And I even looked at the guy at one point and said, so how's this working out for you? Because you ain't changing my mind, right?
What did he say?
He said a few choice words to me. He got in the car and left. Seriously,
of course they don't want to discuss it.
There is no discussion. I was an effing idiot. I was an MF-er. I was this and no substance to it.
Yeah,
just a tirade.
That's what they do. Yeah.
Yeah, like I was gonna roll up and cry. You think I was a snowflake?
No, it's. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
All right, so back
after 80 years on Earth.
Oh yeah, my aunt is 83 years old. She hurts for this country. She'll tell you that she came here as she immigrated from Italy the right way, and she's been an American citizen. She loves this country. She says, "You guys just don't get it. You're going to lose this place because you just don't get it. You've had it easy for too many years." And but again, you know, back to China for a second. They are deep, and I know you said you've got some information on your website on how to push back on them. But they got their tentacles so deep into our country, into our everyday businesses. Forget the stock market. What about colleges and the way they've been training people and buying real estate and what have you? They got a lot more hold on us than some people realize, don't they?
Oh, they do. And I'll tell you, Joe, you need to do some interviews with some of our friends up in Canada. It's even worse there.
Really? Wow.
Yes, it's horrible what's going on in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll link you up with Mike Phillip up in Edmonton, and he'll fill you in. It's unbelievable.
I'd love to get that information for you. I'd love to get him on.
Would you like to do a show on Canada?
Yeah, I would. No, I really would, because I think people think we're all just supposed to get along, you know, worldwide on this whole planet, have a kumbaya moment. But these places like China and Russia, they don't want to have a kumbaya moment, okay? They want to bow at the knee and do what they tell you to do. Anyhow, General, why don't you tell people about your, we're coming up on the time, tell people, about your organization and how they can help you.
Well, go to www.standupamericausa.org, and then our newsletter comes out every 2 weeks. And we update that website every day. So it's a moving website of releases from around the world that we publish. So
all right.
Thanks, Joe, for your support. I really appreciate it. You have a great show.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming on, too, because we get some good information from you. I don't have to worry about triple-checking or anything along those lines. So, again, General, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah?
I was going to say, Joe, you better fact-check it.
Listen, can't be any worse than what Newsom's telling me, right? I mean, anything's just anyhow. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure, guys. Don't go far. We get to Curtis Ellis is going to join us in the next hour, and more Chinese talk. There's a lot more going on than you know about. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, you've been listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Honest, I promise, or kind of a few minutes. No, really, seriously. I don't have a cough button on this mic, but anyhow, next hour, okay? Do we have military? Are we going to have military action from China? Do you see them doing anything that'll pull other people into a war kind of situation, right? And whether it's military war or economic war, something's going to give. Something's going to happen. And look at what's going on all over the world. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.